2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven, and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because the glory of Yahweh filled Yahweh's house. And all the sons of Israel looked on, when the fire came down, and the glory of Yahweh was on the house, and they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground on the pavement, and worshipped, and gave thanks to Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before Yahweh, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests stood, according to their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to give thanks to Yahweh, for his loving kindness endures forever, when David praised by their hand, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered the burnt offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering, and the meal offering, and the fat. So Solomon held the feast at that time 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly, from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day they held a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the goodness that Yahweh had shown to David, and to Solomon, and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Yahweh, and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night, and said to him, "I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive, to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and hallowed this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances. Then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, according to as I covenanted with David your father, saying, there will not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel, but if you turn away, and forsake my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and will go and serve other gods, and worship them. Then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house, which I have hallowed for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. And this house, which is so high, everyone who passes by it will be astonished, and will say, why has Yahweh done thus to this land, and to this house? And they will answer, because they forsook Yahweh, the God of their fathers, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them, therefore he has brought all this evil on them.